fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 5th day of December. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage everybody, it's wintertime, we've got some discretionary time, shorter daylight hours. It'd be a good time to study up and learn to identify, harvest, and prepare wild edibles for consumption, how to identify, harvest, and prepare herbs for use as medicine and consumption also, if you might make herbal tea, for example. If you're buying any books, make sure you get good quality books that have full-color plates. The black and white drawings aren't going to cut it, quite frankly. Spend a little bit more money. Get the good quality reference books that have full color plates, full color photographs of these wild edibles and wild herbs. And then in the springtime, when these things are popping out of the ground around March, April, sign up for a class with an expert to learn how to identify the wild edibles and herbs in your area. That would be a really smart thing to do. Consuming the wrong plant can cause harm or actually kill you. So this is nothing to be mess around with. You need to get it right. There's no second chance when it comes to identifying and consuming these things. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne in the green room. My friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest more than 2 decades ago to become very knowledgeable of the true nature of the international commerce conspiracy, that what a tangled web it is, to the point where I regard him as an expert. In fact, I think he should be a consultant for the Pentagon or for RAND Corporation, quite frankly, as knowledgeable as he is. But we have him on every Wednesday, and we talk about the international commerce conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, as we speak, the 41st president of the United States is having his funeral, George W. Bush. All the media, including Fox News, is gushing over this man, a man who got us involved in a war that I still don't understand why we went to war with Iraq, but we did. A 100-hour war, I believe it was. Was it 100 hours? Wasn't it the combat 100 hours, I believe?
Well, the ground combat, yeah.
Well, it's it bear since it is newsworthy. Kuwait, the country which was a province previously of Iraq, the country of Kuwait was drilling diagonally across the international border into the oil reserves of Iraq, stealing the oil reserves of the country. Saddam attempted to get them to stop. They wouldn't stop. And when he decided that he would take action on his own, he consulted with his ally, basically letting his ally, that's us, United States, let us know what he was going to do, why he was going to do it, and basically attempting to find out if there would be any issue with us, his ally, before taking this drastic action of invading his neighbor to stop them from stealing the national wealth of his own country. So my question to you, Jeff, is what vital U.S. national security interest was at risk when we invaded Iraq?
Well, when we finally toppled Saddam Hussein, it destroyed the balance between the Sunnis and the Shiites in the Middle East. And now we have an Iran problem, so... Yeah,
that's the second. That's the second. No, you got your wars backwards here, Jeff.
I know, but you couldn't have the second one without the first one.
You're right there. Yeah. You're right there.
Really, the first Gulf War didn't do much except it established no-fly zones over Iraq. It weakened Saddam Hussein, and in the long run, it strengthened Iran. Because Saddam Hussein, at the time that the war in Kuwait started, after he invaded Kuwait, he had just defeated Iran in a long war, the Iran-Iraq War, which was a very long war. And, of course, the country that we're concerned about there is Saudi Arabia. Because if Saudi Arabia gets overrun by either Iraq or Iran at the time, they could have maybe, withheld oil from Japan or Europe. Because remember, even if we're not dependent, especially today, on Middle East oil, our allies are.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Well, we had.
So it's a complicated thing. I mean, the thing is that we don't. What we really don't want to see is Saudi Arabia turning to Russia to help defend her.
Right.
Because that happens, then.
We had an Academy Award-winning. Act by a woman giving testimony before the United States Congress, an actress pretending to have direct knowledge of Iraqi soldiers tossing infants out of incubators to steal the incubators mm-hmm. after they invaded Kuwait, which was a complete fabrication. There was no basis in reality whatsoever. But the people who wanted this war, they knew Americans, they knew how Americans would feel about that kind of grieving, tearful testimony that these brutal, evil Iraqi soldiers were going into Kuwaiti hospitals, tossing babies out into the floor to die so they could steal the incubators. It was that kind of emotion that got us, U.S. Congress, and of course, our men and women in Congress, they're Americans also. They have emotions also. They have feelings also. And that was to convince the American Congress that invading, attacking Iraq was just a dandy thing to do to stop these evil, brutal, barbaric soldiers that were throwing babies into the floor of the hospital, leaving them to die. That was part of it also, wasn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, there's always, whenever you have war, you have people lying. That's one of the things about war. I had an interesting conversation about that war with a KGB officer who had a completely different view of the war. And he thought the Americans were fools because, of course, what was happening at the time was that Germany was being reunited, was about to be reunited. And the Russian army had fallen apart in the Soviet army, had fallen apart in East Germany because of the the fall of the Berlin Wall, they were having defections from the Soviet Army. A lot of their technical people defected, and the army was losing its ability to cohere. And the Soviet government wanted to get the U.S. Into a war outside of Europe to get the U.S. to deploy tanks and aircraft and other things to cover their own weakness. And he told me that Saddam Hussein was urged to this course of action, encouraged by the Russians, so that all this American military equipment, all this American attention would be focused away from Europe at a time when the Soviet Empire was crumbling, and they were trying to maybe patch things back together again. And make things work. And they were really very afraid at that moment. And so this was the thing that worked. They got the Americans to pull all kinds of military equipment out of Europe and to be focused on the Middle East. And, of course, we have been focused on the Middle East on and off now for ever since then. And it's kind of interesting. Did I ever tell you about when I met George H.W. Bush?
No, please. Let's hear that, please.
In 2001, at the George Bush School there at Texas A&M, that's where his presidential library is, I guess. They had a conference, a 2-day conference on, North Korea, on the DPRK, the communist regime there, and he was there, of course, and you know, a lot of his CIA buddies retired there. Like, well, Robert Gates was the head of the university then, and people like James Olson, who'd been a counterintelligence boss at the CIA, and quite a few other people, And they were kind of celebrating that there hadn't been another Korean War, but then they had to give out the information. That was when the announcement was made that Korea had just gotten 2 nuclear devices. And it was interesting meeting him and meeting the people around him, because they had a dinner and they talked about how he had been their student, that he had come into the CIA and they had educated him, and he admitted humbly how he had been taken under the wing of these brains at the CIA. And as I was listening to them and as I chatted with some of them, I was very alarmed at their way of thinking. And yet they were very proud, and there was a kind of arrogance there. And he absolutely bought into the kind of things that they were saying about the world. And of course, here they were, it was so bizarre, they were celebrating their triumph in Korea, which was the triumph of North Korea becoming a nuclear power. And it was the most bizarre 2 days I ever spent, because their twisted logic of why this was a good thing was, I mean, you realize these people didn't have any common sense. They just had the arrogance of their positions and their book learning and their, you know, and here they had taken this future president at that time under their wing. And here they were all great chums now, years later. And yet the impact of their bungling had not occurred to them as yet. You know, the dangerous future they had given us.
Well, I recall when H.W. Bush was preparing to go to war, and after the decision to go to war with Iraq had been made, after that had happened, then he consulted with the only member of his cabinet who was, in fact, a combat veteran of any war, General Colin Powell. The decision had already been made, and basically General Powell was told about the decision after the fact. Of course, leading up to it, the CIA managed to make General Powell out to be a fool in front of the entire world by having General Powell present what he thought was real evidence, the fabricated evidence of the yellowcake uranium material being presented at a United Nations venue there as justification to go to war to stop the non-existent make-believe fantasy Saddam Hussein nuclear program. But after the decision was made, General Powell told H.W. Bush, Mr. President, you will own this country. There was no other response he could do or make except, Mr. President, you will own this country. And that turned out to be exactly true, wasn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, George W. Bush invaded the country, and of course, he destroyed the country's basic organization, the army, and the country was no longer able to defend itself against Iran. And now it has become basically an associate state of Iran. And now we have a worse problem in the Middle East because Iran has become a major regional power and may already be a nuclear power. We don't know.
Well, when you got that kind of money, you can buy nuclear weapons. You don't have to manufacture them.
Yeah.
And their buddies, I'm sure their buddies over there in Pakistan would be more than happy to sell them nuclear weapons, wouldn't they?
Well, the Russians and the North Koreans would certainly sell them one because
Koreans
have been very close. Yeah. Yeah,
well,
money talks, but also they have the same enemies, you know.
Well, it'd be the transportation and logistics would be easier to get the nukes from Pakistan to Iran as opposed to North Korea to Iran. But at that level, I'm sure the logistics could be worked out, couldn't they?
Oh yeah. I had when I was at that conference, I had a very interesting experience. I was in a little group and talking to William Perry and this Greek man from the International Atomic Energy Agency. Came up and he asked William Perry this question about North Korea. He said, there's power lines running between Pyongyang and the North Korean nuclear project. Do these power lines carry power out of the project or into the project? And Perry looked at him and said, I don't know. And then he ran off, and I chased him because I knew he knew the answer to the question when he asked it because I could tell by the expression on his face. And I said, hey, you knew the answer to that question, didn't you? And he said, yes. And I go, well, what is the answer? And he goes, oh, the North Koreans are very clever. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, those power lines are dummies. They don't carry power at all. And I said to him, you mean the North Korean nuclear weapons project's a fake? And he nodded his head, and I said, well, what, did the Chinese give them the weapon? And he shook his head, and I said, the Russians? And then he looked at me, and he said, yeah, basically, the Russians gave them the weapons, their nuclear weapons project to face. And that was his opinion. I don't know where he got that, but that was the most surprising thing that happened at that conference.
Well, there's evidence that the original nukes received by Russia came from us also. There was testimony from an American Air Force officer up in Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska, who, this is about 1945, 1946, 1947, he saw shipments going from the United States to Russia, crates, and with strange markings on them, and words he did not understand or recognize. That he started writing them down, and the words were something like plutonium and things of that nature.
You've heard Jordan's diaries.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, we got our first break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about, oh, 10 years ago, after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 5th day of December, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.com. Interesting articles there. Jeff's books are for sale at amazon.com. If you put his name in the Amazon search box, I think if you just put Nyquist in there, that'll probably pull your books up, wouldn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, they'll pull my books up and my brother's books. So,
Well, good.
My brother has written some books too. So,
outstanding. And of course, there's articles published at your website that are also published at Epoch Times. It's Echo Oscar Papa Oscar Charlie Hotel, Epoch Times. Have you published a new article since we talked last week, Jeff?
No, I have not. I'm working on, I don't know if you know much about Vladimir Bukowski, but his book is coming out in English soon. And so I'm working on a review of his book. And of course, it's very interesting. It's a Judgment in Moscow. It came out in French and German already, but they Random House killed the publication of the book in English. And that itself is a very, very interesting story.
They originally agreed to publish it, and they reversed their decision?
Yeah, they would not, because, and he goes over this in this new version of the book, his argument that he had with the man's name was Jason Epstein, who was a senior editor at Random House, who said, look, you can't write a book and say that we don't know who won the Cold War.
The last name of the author will be confused if you say that. I understand. What's the last name of the author?
The book is Judgment in Moscow by Vladimir Bukovsky.
Okay. Oh, I guess the author, Judgment in Moscow?
Yes.
Okay.
Judgment in Moscow, Vladimir Bukovsky. It's not out yet. I got an advanced review copy, and I'm going to be interviewing him soon, so for the article. So it will be
published. Random House is who's going to publish it?
Random House is not the publisher. Yeah, Random House is not the publisher. It's going to be published by 9th of November Press is the name of the publisher.
Okay, Knights of November. Okay, Knights of November.
I'm looking for 9th of November, yeah.
Oh, 9th, as in 8, 9,
9th 10. Of 9th, November, yes.
9th of mm-hmm. November, okay. Yeah. Well, it sounds like a must-read book to me. What's his bio, the author's bio, his background?
He was in the Gulag. As a young person, he rebelled against Soviet authority. He was anti-communist, anti-socialist. They ended up putting him, at one point, they put him in prison, of course, for a while in a Gulag. Then after that, after he got out, they put him in a psychiatric Gulag. And then he was released. And then they just decided to kick him out of the country because, you know, at the time, the West found out about these psychiatric gulags, and they was created a lot of anti-Soviet, attitude in the West. Even some of the communist parties in, like, Italy and France were extremely upset at the Soviet Union for running psychiatric gulags. So the Russians had to back off. They had to release a lot of these people, and Bukovsky was maybe the most famous one because he'd done hunger strikes and stuff, and he was a very difficult prisoner, so they released him to the West. I think they exchanged him with some people in Italy. Yeah.
I read recently that some of the caravan migrants down in Tijuana were going to stage a hunger strike. That was news for about 3 hours. and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
If you don't let us illegally enter your country, we're not going to eat. That didn't fly.
No. Yeah. George, it's very funny. President Trump is really, protecting the border. That was a really important thing, what he did.
It is. And that's part of his oath of office, is to protect the country. Most of what the federal government does is not authorized by the U.S. Constitution, at least not to spend any money on it. The Article 1, Section 8, tells what they can spend money on. And most of what they spend money on is not authorized under Article 1, Section 8, but protecting the border is, and that's a legitimate expense. And $5 billion compared to the silliness that the federal government spends money on is nothing, is it?
No. By the way, did you see that Mexican TV feed from the leader of the caravan, one of the leaders claiming that that they were backed by a very powerful country?
Oh, no. Let's talk about that after the break.
Yeah.
We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 5th day of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. Undergoing changes again in about 10 days, give or take. We're going to have launch a new version of the website. In the meantime, there's articles there that will inform you and educate you. If you're a gun guy or a gun gal like I am, you need to check out the article I wrote about firearms. I think you'll find it very informative. Emotion versus Logic, very informative article with a short clip there from Chuck Connors shooting a lever action rifle. I think it's 12 times in 4 seconds. pretty amazing. Also, at my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. If you or somebody you know has arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Joint pain, back pain, same thing. Not getting a great night's sleep, an energy cleaner will help. Keep in mind, I offer from me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. The energy cleaner and the mattress pads are for sale right there at my website. You can purchase them using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is right there as well. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. His website's jrnyquist.com. Well, I'm looking forward now. Your interview with the author of this book, Jeff, will be published at your website?
Yes, and it will be published at Epoch Times.
At Epoch
that's
Times
where it's
also
going to first appear.
Judgment in Moscow. Any time frame for it being released to the public?
Probably in the next week to 10 days.
That's close.
And the book I think the book is coming out in January. And it's a real event. I mean, he is a genius. And what he has to say is profound about our society, about the problems with our leaders. I mean, he basically points out the moral complicity of our leaders with the Soviet leaders in the atrocities of the Soviet government. And that's very important to understand. And the fact that these atrocities are really still continuing, that the government hasn't changed, that we did not win the Cold War. I mean, he was one of the first people to say this publicly, that we didn't win the Cold War, that we were fooling ourselves, and that we were just hiding our own complicity with the Soviet regime, and that having the Cold War be over was a way to get rid of that complicity.
But that's still the narrative. All the mainstream media, including Fox News, unfortunately, has, I would say, 99% of American adults believe that narrative to be accurate and true, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They don't comprehend it. In fact, one of the most fascinating parts of the book is that he added this part to the book about his argument with Random House, with the senior editor, Jason Epstein at Random House, about this very issue, is that we have to talk about this. And when Epstein said, well, this is just factually wrong, and he said, well, every single prisoner from the Gulag that I know thinks it's right. You know, they agree with this. And so he was just, you know, he just came out hard on this guy. But you see, you have to be hard on people for lying to themselves about what happened in Russia. And what I was going to mention before the break, this TV news feed from Mexican News, this caravan leader, he was being interviewed, and there were all these Mexican TV reporters and cameras there on him. And he said, we are backed by a very powerful country. And they said, well, what country is that? Tell us what country. And he said, it's Russia, and Russia is coming. And they said, but who are you? What is your name? I will never give my name. I'm not going to say who I am. But Russia is coming. He said it about three times. And I sent you a link to a video of it. I sent it by email so you can review it. But I found it very interesting because I had just, you know, as you know, I wrote the paper together with Anca Maria Cernea, the Romanian scholar. I wrote a paper on how the refugee caravans, if you call them that, they're going into Europe in 2013 and 2014, the Russians were involved in organizing those giant groups of refugees from the Middle East and Africa coming into Europe. And now we have a leader of one of the caravans claiming that Russia is behind the caravans coming from Central America up into the United States. And now, I find that a very interesting thing.
Well, I think it's more than interesting. Now, your analysis of this man's statement, the Russians are coming, what's your understanding, your interpretation of those words, sir?
Well, my, the Center for Security Policy published the paper that I did with the Romanian scholar. We concluded that there's lots of evidence that the Russians were involved in helping to push and organize the movement of large numbers of people into Europe, Muslims into Europe, and including Muslims of military age, and that this was a conscious strategy of the Russian government, and it was done as revenge, so to speak, for things that NATO were doing, or things that they were doing after the Russians annexed Crimea. And of course, you have this communist politics in Latin America, where you have these struggles in these different Central American countries, and you have a lot of communist activism there. And
liberation theology.
Liberation theology. Yeah, right. Communist groups. And getting these people inside the U.S. border at a time when the U.S. is itself moving very slowly towards civil war, because we have educated a whole generation of Americans now in a kind of neo-Marxism, so that they hate their own country and they don't know their own traditions. And so you've got these youth gangs roaming around, threatening conservatives. You saw what happened at Tucker Carlson's house here a few weeks ago. We've got a situation like what they've had in countries where the communists have taken over. And here you've got these large groups that are organized, that are going to crash the border because they want to put anybody in our country that they want, any revolutionary element, any violent element, any terrorist element. It was after these huge numbers of people came into Europe that you started to having these giant outbreaks of terrorism in Europe. So this is a form of warfare, and Russia is involved in it. There's no doubt that they are.
I want to get back to my.
Was admitted again.
You're doing a great job here, Jeff, talking about the Russian involvement in Europe. I want to get back to my original question. The leader of the caravan saying the Russians are coming. Not anything involving Europe, but North America and our southern border. What does that mean? The Russians are coming.
Well, I think it means that he knows and he's been told that Russia is going to have a direct military involvement in Mexico and Central America. I think they already do on a level.
I've interviewed on my show my friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page. It's been 18 or 19 years ago, my friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page got on a Black Hawk helicopter at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida, flew across the Gulf of Mexico to a Russian military base in Mexico. Now, that's been 16 or 18 years ago when that took place. So I don't need to ponder it. I don't need to wonder. I know for a fact because my friend that I've known since the late 1980s is a firsthand witness to a Russian military base in Mexico because he was there. So it's not speculation. It's not some future event. They're there and they've been there for decades.
Mexico is full of talk of Russian tanks being in Mexico. But the new Mexican president, who's quite a leftist, the new Mexican government, it looks like they are going to make a deal to build Russian tank and aircraft factories in Mexico. And the Chinese control the ports, many of the ports in Mexico. The Russians and Cubans both have a presence in Mexico. And Mexico is a natural invasion route for the United States. If they're going to, a lot of people don't know that in a war with Russia, the Russian and Chinese military doctrine is not just to bomb the United States. That's not enough. You have to move in with armies and occupy the ground. This is the standard in all of the Russian textbooks about nuclear war. If you bomb somebody, you haven't defeated them. You have just made them angry and killed a lot of their people. So you have to go in and finish them off. So invasion is a very critical part of it. And Mexico is is the staging ground for invading the United States.
I agree.
And it has
been.
The
statement you made, Jeff, is a statement I believed you would make, and thank you for doing so, sir. What the Chinese and Russians want is the agricultural real estate from about Kansas to the East Coast, the most productive agricultural real estate on the planet, including parts of Southern California, of course. That's the real prize. Now, the Chinese, the People's Army has been promising American wives to these lonely Chinese soldiers who don't have a woman for years to help motivate these guys. I think it's a clear and present danger. I really do. What do you think, sir?
Oh, yes, it is. They've been planning to destroy the United States militarily for a long time. That's an element. A lot of people do not want to face up to this, but you look at the Chinese and Russian military buildup and you say, why? Why this extreme military buildup, fifth-generation weapons that the United States has not even bothered to develop? The Russians are developing new missiles, new nuclear warheads, both in China and Russia, and swelling the ranks of their armies. So what is that about? We're not building up for that, you know?
Well, so, it can be, you know, they're not doing it as a jobs program. They're doing it because it's part of their plan to invade and conquer the United States, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because there's no other enemy that wouldn't just simply surrender the minute the United States was gone. So the United States holds everything together. If the United States disappeared, China and Russia would own the entire world. That's a fact. And people have to get used to it. And we've got Now we know that the defense budget is going to be cut in the next year because we've got Democrats in Congress, and our economy is suffering now the beginnings of what may be a recession. So, you know, there's been an economic war that's going on, and that has everything to do with restricting our ability to build weapons. And this bloated welfare state that Obama created, it's very hard for us to go back to military spending because all of the money has been soaked up to give away to people. And how can you take it away from them? They'll vote you out if you do. So this is a grave situation.
It is. It is. Well, I encourage people to make sure that their congressman votes for whatever President Trump wants for national defense. That really, really needs to happen. We need a wall at the southern border. That needs to happen also. A wall that will at least slow down the communist invasion. You can't stop the Russian military with a wall, but it would slow them down enough maybe for the military to respond properly to that invasion. And of course, take personal responsibility for your family's welfare. That's what I've been encouraging for years, Jeff, and I know you feel the same way, don't you, sir?
Yes, I do.
Well, let's just pay attention, pay heed, ladies and gentlemen, and take responsibility for the welfare of your own family so that if and when this happens, you have a better chance of survival. And this country of ours can continue for centuries into the future. That would be my goal. Well, Jeff, your review of this book will be ready for publishing when?
A week to 10 days. I'm hoping
okay.
to get it finished.
All right.
I want to do a really good job, you know, on it. So it's a very important book. It's one of those vital stopping points for understanding what's going on in the world.
Well, part of the communist plan is to disarm the United States first to the best of their ability. And I expect to see the communists in Congress to accelerate their attempts to do that. Thank goodness we have a Republican-controlled Senate, so I think it's highly unlikely any real anti-gun stuff will be passed. But they'll make attempts, won't they?
They will. And of course, it's exactly what the generals in Russia and China want. I was told by a Russian military defector, I think I've mentioned it on this program, that that the Russian generals were very concerned about American gun ownership because they expected to have an enormous number of casualties invading the United States from Americans who have their own rifles.
Well, and that's a true statement. And the Russian generals have every reason to be concerned because American men with deer rifles will resist. That's a given. Of course they will. And here's our last break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here on Wednesday, the fifth day of December. Jeff, we're down to the last few minutes. I got some news here. The Miss Universe contestant from Spain is a man. And we'll be going to the pageant in Thailand. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Pretty strange. Where we've given mental illness, we've elevated mental illness to the point where it's treated as normal. A man who thinks he's a woman is mentally ill, and we're treating it as normal. I believe it, if we dig, peel back some layers, I think we would find socialist, democrats, communists behind the scenes promoting this agenda, wouldn't you, sir?
Oh, yes, no doubt. No doubt. When you see some piece of craziness that is degenerative to our society, you always seem to find that it originated with some communist or some communist group or front group of the communists. It's just amazing. You know how you know somebody's intentions? And I think, you know, we have all these scholars now, and, oh, you can't talk about anybody's intentions. You know, we can't read anybody's mind. Look, anybody that lives in the real world, they gauge. We're always gauging the intentions of other people. And we, if we're smart and we're street smart, we read the intentions of other people. Can we now, by now, read the intentions of the far left, of the communists and of the Russians and the Chinese? Isn't it obvious just by watching what they do and what they have done and how there is no change in the character of what they have done and what they continue to do? It is all of a piece. It is the same. They intend our destruction. When are we going to learn that? And when are we going to get serious about our defense?
I agree, absolutely. It's a mindset that's hard to believe, but it is their mindset. It's an Asian mindset, not a Caucasian accent mindset. It's an Asian mindset that is difficult for Westerners to comprehend, but it is absolutely true, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it is. It is hard to comprehend, but you know, if anybody has had direct experience with criminals, they will know what I mean. You cannot casually become involved with people who are psychopaths or criminals, because it's very dangerous to you and to your family. And it's the same way in which we have casually become involved in trade agreements and cooperative agreements of all kinds with nations like China and Russia, who are run by criminals, not the Russian people or the Chinese people. It's their leaders who are criminals.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. I could not agree more. Jeff, we're about out of time here. I want to thank you for being with us. We'll look forward to seeing your new article and have you back next Wednesday, sir.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay. Fast 2 hours. Tomorrow, we'll have open lines the first half hour, and then we'll have Tom Berry. He'll talk about the energy cleaner and open lines again the second hour. And that's it for the day. Get the medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Please do never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.